Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
This has been maybe years in the making of a claim that I've made, and I'm happy to put out on the line.
Well, 2024 is the year of accountability, Tim. Yep.
And for years I've been saying, like, you and I, we like to go to Thai restaurants. It's one of our favorite types of meal. Chicken fried rice is one of my favorite things to get. I just think for the money you pay for it, you just get a lot of bang for your buck.
Sure.
I made a bold claim in a restaurant many years ago saying that I know you get more fried rice when you eat in compared to when you take away, because when you stop laughing, when
you were laughed out of the restaurant the first time you said that,
because you're only with the takeaway, you're confined to the plastic container. Where in the restaurant, they'll just load that plate up, load it up. Here's your special fried rice. There you go. I think there would probably be 10% difference in weight of eating in compared to taking out. So you yesterday just set a challenge.
I disagree. And I've always thought that they wouldn't have two different sizes just for takeaway or eat-in. It's the same price. They have to have the same weight. So we set up a rice heist.
We figured out that there was a way we could go undercover to weigh both of the meals. Initially, I was very hesitant because I feel like I was put into a position to be a bit of the worst, because Jess, you just ordered your special fried rice takeaway from a local place in town. We won't name the name.
I went and picked it up.
Yep. I went in and sat in this establishment, ordered, and then the dog move, when they came and brought me the food, I had to pretend that I had a very serious business meeting that I had to come back to. So
you're a very important business person.
Yes, I very am. So I assumed they would be like, of course, Mr. Bulch.
We brought them back to the studio and we weighed them.
Yep. So coming up after this song, what we're going to do is we're going to hear that audio, because I had to go deep undercover. Jess, turns out you're probably the worst secret agent of all time.
I'm not a good pressure player. I'm glad that you had the role you had I had the role I had.
We were filming the incident. You've worn the brightest dress I've ever seen. You walked into this establishment wearing a puffer coat with a big smile on your face, like you knew something was going on. You're like, oh, I know something you don't know. So coming up next, the rice heist is underway. I still believe firmly that I will at least have eating in 10% more than what you get takeaway.
I believe you're going to be shocked by the results. I was talking to a couple of the ladies in the office today.
There's been buzz.
Everyone's been so dying to hear what actually happened once we weighed the rice.
So what you're about to hear is the undercover mission. I went in posing as a businessman that had a meeting that was called in.
Very much like a businessman.
I know. Jess, you just ordered it, standard takeaway.
Yeah.
Had to pretend that I had to rush. Here's the audio. It's a rice heist.
So the rice heist is underway. I've just ordered my special chicken fried rice. I already feel awful that I'm gonna pretend to have a big business meeting and say that I have to go, but to finally get the results of if you get more fried rice, if you eat in compared to take away, gotta do the hard things to get the big results. So I'll wait till the food comes and ruin this poor girl's day. Hi, I'm so sorry. I've just been called into a meeting. Can I get a plastic container for takeaway?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much. She has taken it out the back, so we could really be in trouble here to know if she's putting the leftover somewhere or is she just going to jam it, that plastic container jam full of that special fried rice. It's all right. Plan B. We've got to go with it. We've got to move. It's the adrenaline. It's pumping. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. It's all right. Just a business. Very important business meeting. Have the rice. The heist is on. We're out of here. We're go. We're green. Go. All right, so we're back. Back at base camp. Just a bit of a heads up. They did take it out the back to put it in the plastic container.
So this is kind of
Operation B at this point.
Yeah.
I wanted to put it in, but I'm hoping that they have
not done you a dirty.
No damage. So again, I'm like, I don't know why, but I'm feeling so confident.
This is the takeaway one. Let's just set the mode up. $4.98.
Okay, so almost half a kilo of fried rice.
That's gonna go in my belly.
Yeah, all right.
So it's the same container.
It is the exact same container, so that's what we're trusting on.
I feel like they have... There is a mound on the top of your plastic container.
There is also some air pockets that I'm not super wrapped with. Was this... Again, I couldn't see behind the curtain in the kitchen. Is this all that there was? We don't know. We can't talk in hypotheticals. All we can do is the rice heist in front of us. So I'm going to put mine down on scale. So 498 grams. Yep. Takeaway. Eat in. 474.
I was not expecting that.
Wow.
Yours looks like so much more.
24 grams difference. In the favour of takeaway.
I'm wondering whether they took some out when they went into the bag. I know.
With what all the evidence that we have currently, I've been proven wrong.
I think that's not that much of a difference. I think
we're 24 grams.
We're talking 24 grams here. I think that's almost bang on.
My whole thing is that I think there's more.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely wrong. But what I'm saying is I'm
right.
Okay. Well, so. Thank you. The rice heist, Jess... It was 24 grams difference in favour of takeaway.
See, I feel like we almost need to go back and we need to do it again.
You seemed more upset than I was.
Because they ruined the integrity of the mission tip.
Because they took it away.
They took it away.
So, because we'll never know what happened behind that curtain.
No.
But look.
Like, I'm happy to be right, but I feel like I also want to be right.
Do we need to have special fried rice for lunch again? And go to a different restaurant over the next couple of weeks.
Maybe. Maybe it needs to happen.
I mean, is it a heist if we've just kind of... It's not really a heist. It's more
We're not going to go back to the same place. That would be lunacy. Please.
Oh, you never know. It might be to go to the same place three times to get full proof.
Yeah.
Like if we're looking at an average, then there's our baseline. So...
I'm confused.
Hey, I'm
confused
and
full, delighted.
And full. Because we still ate both of it for
surprising
lunch.
And delicious.
All right. Well, the rice heist, maybe not just over yet. We'll keep you posted.
This is Tim and Jess.
Now, Jess, I know you weren't awake at this time of this morning. Firstly, because I tried to FaceTime you. And then when you responded, just before 8 o'clock, and when you responded just before 10 saying, sorry, was asleep, I knew you'd probably had a slower start to the day.
Listen, I was up late studying. I decided to have a sleep in. Kill me.
Yeah, that's the only reason you had a sleep in. But you jump on the ring road if you're going to go visit family, if you want to avoid the riffraff coming through Geelong. as someone who lives in Armstrong Creek, it is... So good. Chef's kiss to who made the ring road. So I don't have to stop at all the traffic lights on the Latrobe Ave. Thank you. Much love. But on the ring road this morning, Jess, I've seen a photo. I haven't spoken to anyone who's seen this with their own eyes. There were two cows on the highway this morning.
Cows?
Cows.
How'd they get there?
That's what kind of everyone's been talking about. Now, I haven't heard the full story about what's going on. All I've seen is a photo of two cows on the ring road on the M1.
Oh, my God.
52232955. If you can piece together the bits of the story that we're missing. Because, again, maybe I just haven't done enough research. I don't know how they got on the highway, if they've been safely collected. If you saw these cows, if you have any updates to the story, give us a call. Chat to us. I believe we have Donna from Cario on the phone, who I'm under the impression gave Tom, Lingy and Loggy the heads up earlier this morning. Is that right, Donna?
That is correct.
Okay. So you're... Donna, take us back in time. You're heading to work. You're heading to wherever you need to go. You see what you think are two cows on the ring road. What's happening in your brain?
Okay. So first of all, I'm taking the kids to school and my kids yell out, there's cows on the road, and all because we'd seen flashing lights. And so obviously you slow down for flashing lights. So... Yeah, the kids have gone, there's cows. And I'm like, where? And as I turn, they're in the medium strip between, like, pretty much between the two BP servos, Cryo, Lovely Bay.
Oh, my God.
And there is a emergency services truck, I think it was, and a police car following the cows down the medium strip and herding the traffic into one lane.
That,
couple of cowboys.
From the photo that I've seen, it does look like traffic has been diverted to that left lane to avoid... Now, I have to ask this. Southbound, northbound, going to the city, where are we?
Heading towards Melbourne.
Okay, heading towards Melbourne. Okay, fair enough. So these are city cows, or at least they want to go for a city experience. Donna, have you, because like surely when you see that and you drive past that, like you want to know what the end result of that is, right? Or because I'm assuming you just drove past and took the kids to school.
I did, but me and my friends were talking about it. So we had heard that they have been collected. And I had also heard that they've escaped from a truck or something, but I don't think that's right.
Okay. Oh,
so because trying
like
to find
Toy Story.
Trying to figure out how these cows got on the highway. That's what I need to know
how
this
do they
morning.
Escape from a truck that's going so fast?
It might not have been drive. It might
touche. Yeah. Yep. No, that's
but
that
again,
makes more
Donna's
logical
saying
sense.
That it might not be it might not have been escaped from a truck. Most likely broken fence escaped through some kind of ways. Donna, what are you leaning towards? How do you think these cows ended up on the ring road, city bound, 8 o'clock this morning?
Well, there is some farms on the
there
lovely
is.
Bank side, there so is. I'm going to say through a fence.
So you think it's
they were in the medium strip, so right in the middle. Mm.
So you think it was some rich swanky farmer that's got a couple of acres in lovely banks that just hasn't shut the gate at night.
Something like that.
Okay, well, Donna, we appreciate you. Honestly, you should be a reporter for K-Rock because you're all across the scene. We appreciate the final updates of the day.
No worries. Thank you. And like I said, I was surprised I didn't get the call first.
Yep, that's all right. Sorry. I appreciate it. We should have reached out to you, Donna. We didn't realise. But still, Jess, what I think we need answered is what happened.
Yeah.
Where are these cows now?
They were probably off to a Porto.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why are they off to a Porto?
Because a Porto's delicious.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For a fee, not to be the food.
I was like,
Jesus.
They go to the abattoir first, mate. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Jess, last week when we played this game, I'll even admit, I surprised myself.
Yeah.
One of the all-time greats in 60 Seconds Celebrity, where we put 60 seconds on the clock, yes or no questions, try and figure out one celebrity in each other's mind. Hilary Duff, no one's thinking about her. Except you and I for some reason.
Why was it fun and cool when you got it in 15 seconds, but when I got it in 15 seconds, I was cheating.
And
I couldn't have possibly.
Well, when it was The Rock and I didn't know you could see my screen. I had The Rock's music on my computer.
Look at your screen.
And you very quickly went, oh, maybe perchance am I Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Okay.
So no cheating allowed this week, Jess. Let's get into it. Kara, Tim and Jess.
OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity. Yes, Tim, today I have 60 seconds to guess the celebrity that you are thinking of. I've only got yes or no questions to get it done. Three guesses is my limit.
Yeah. How, I know that you cheated last time.
I didn't cheat.
So let's.
I just am a winner. You don't understand what it's like to win.
I to my
you
grave
go for
that you cheated. Oh. Hurt people. So you can take off your headphones.
Okay.
I'm going to reveal who the celebrity is today. Today's celebrity is Taylor Swift. Yeah, the biggie. Come back to me. Oh.
Stuck.
That's
Hang
okay.
On.
Oh, you tangled? You tangled with your headphones?
Yeah.
You've unplugged your headphones.
Have I?
I know you don't like this game so much, but I don't think sabotaging it is the way to go.
Okay.
Feeling confident?
Yep.
Best of luck to you, Jess. Time starts after the first question.
Am I female?
Yeah.
Or am I American?
Yeah.
Am I a singer?
Yeah.
Am I Katy Perry?
No.
Damn, that would have been good.
No.
Okay, I'm a singer. I'm American. Am I also an actress?
Oh, you've acted. But
I've acted.
Like, let's just sing it.
But I'm not.
Singer.
I'm a singer. Okay. Am I Britney Spears? Damn. I've only got one more guess.
Still got 30 seconds.
Have I done reality TV?
Yes, very early on.
Oh, okay.
Very early on.
I'm a singer.
Not a lot of people know that this person has done reality TV.
Oh, God. Am I over 30?
Yeah.
Am I under 40?
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't narrow it down for me at all.
Just over 10 seconds.
Am I Demi Lovato?
No. No, you're not Demi Lovato, Jess. I'm just going to let the timer run out there. Remember, 9 out of 10 people have to know the name of this celebrity.
Everyone knows Demi Lovato?
Yeah, sure. Maybe 10 years ago.
Fair
sure.
enough.
you were Taylor Swift.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut your stupid mouth.
Yeah, I know. And it's rare to bring out the biggest of all guns for 60-second celebrity.
Are you kidding me?
So you're Taylor Swift. Now, Taylor Swift...
I was like, there's no way Tim would choose a Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift was in a... This is a thing that I only discovered a couple of years ago. She was in a reality TV show when she was like 15. It was like, I'm Taylor Swift. I'm a country singer. Here's my family. This is the reality show. It was like the first thing that she did in her whole life.
Oh, come on.
Taylor Swift is in the news because she's back at it again doing her Eras World Tour. I thought it finished in Singapore. Turns out she had a month off.
She was having a summer break.
Yep. People are losing it, not necessarily over Taylor Swift, but someone at her show, there was a photo of a fan who just put their baby on the ground.
Yeah.
Just put the baby on the ground.
I mean, as a new father... That's what you'd do with your child, correct? Take him to the concert.
Yep, on the
put
ground.
Put him on the ground.
The thing is...
Stay.
It's not even a pillow. It's a blanket, borderline, like, thin cardi, maybe.
I thought it was just you throwing her jacket on the ground.
Not ideal. This is apparently... It's from the Paris show.
Yeah.
So there's dirty Frenchies leaving their babies on the ground.
Timothy! I'm furious, obviously.
Yeah, did you see any babies on the ground at the MCG this year?
Okay. I didn't, but thankfully, because I mean, I was up in the nosebleeds, so you don't want to put your baby on the ground up in the nosebleeds.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I know that a lot of apps and platforms have got their own version of AI now, but the OGs, the AI chatbot, the OpenAI, ChatGPT.
Is that OpenAI's ChatGPT?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They have made a little bit of an update on their technology.
Yep.
And update GPT 4.0 will be rolled out to all users very shortly.
A lot of people use AI in different instances. Mm-hmm. Jess, I would say yours is daily. I am shocked about how often you use ChatGPT.
I love ChatGPT.
Yesterday, you wrote up a contract for me.
Yeah, and very handy.
Turns out you didn't. You got the robots to write up a contract. It was complete gibberish and you were like, yeah, but mostly it's everything we need.
Which, it wasn't gibberish. It was written in a legal way,
When
Tim.
You're signing a contract, when someone says it's mostly gibberish and I still signed it, you know you're in trouble. But you use it a fair bit. So what's the update?
ChatGPT are making their AI technology faster, more conversational, and even a little flirty.
Can you... I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
Can you have a bit of a...
Well, Tim, I'm so glad you asked because I already did. Now, I'm still on ChatGPT 3.5, so...
You haven't updated.
They haven't updated just yet. But I asked it a few questions. I said, hey, can you give me some pickup lines?
Right? Oh, no.
Here are some of the pickup lines ChatGPT 3.5 at least suggested.
Great.
Do you have a name or can I just call you mine?
You. I don't know if these are bad or if it's just because you're saying them.
Excuse me, but I think you dropped something. My jaw.
Bang.
Do you have a Band-Aid? Because I just scraped my knee falling for you.
That's actually really good.
So I tried to get it to like flirt with me a little bit.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, you are so good at that. And ChatGPT wrote to me, I'm glad you like them. Pickup lines can be a fun way to break the ice and start a conversation.
Yeah, so this is the part where the update of conversationalist can kind of help, because that is... You were at, Lammy's this weekend chatting someone up and they're like, yeah, pickup lines are a pretty good way to interact with people and, you know, break the ice. I think it's a really clever way.
And so I tried again. Maybe you're not understanding me.
A little bit needy and desperate here.
ChatGPT, you are so pretty. I wasn't good at the flirting thing before I got married either.
No.
ChatGPT said, thank you for the kind words. It's great to hear that you appreciate this conversation.
Why in your world is ChatGTP Ferris Bueller and just little...
Thank you so much.
That's so great. Your girls are talking to me.
Yeah, mine hasn't updated yet, obviously. But the update is described as a step towards much more natural human-computer interaction.
This is when we're going to see someone like, mark my words, within 2 years, someone will marry ChatGPT.
Yeah.
They will marry that robot.
Yeah.
And we will hear about it and we will speak about it on this show. And then we will look back on the 15th of May, 2024 and go, we called it and we're so sad. We're not happy we called it. We're very sad we called it.
But you're so pretty, ChatGPT.
Yeah, all right. I wouldn't be surprised if you fall for it.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Will from the newsroom has come in here. Will, you're a busy boy today. We appreciate you coming in again.
That's all right. Is Taylor Swift the woman that Jess doesn't know?
How dare you?
From the, what do you call it? 60-second celebrity before?
Yes, it was
just the biggest, Taylor Swift. Just the biggest celebrity ever, and she still couldn't get it.
I didn't think he would. I was playing Tim. I wasn't playing the game, and I didn't think he'd choose Taylor Swift. But that's fine. Let's move on.
Well, I guess we have to. Move on. It's getting a bit awkward.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Will from the newsroom brings us three news stories every single weekday. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, it's our job to fill in the blanks.
Well, I know you're under this one already, but it's fun to bring up again. The Geelong Ring Road had a bit of a hold up this morning. Can you tell us what happened there? Oh,
move on. Yeah, two cows.
Yeah.
City bound.
That's what we've discovered.
So what we learned from, I think it was Donna from Corio. Yep. So she made the call into Tom Lee and Logger this morning. We got her back on the show and we were chatting about how it all unfolded. We're still all a bit curious to where the cows are now and what happened with the cows.
Do you have an update for us, Will?
Well, I mean, they're off the road.
Yeah, but where, like, whose cows?
I don't know whose they are.
Well, you're the journalist in the room.
Where did they go? Where'd they take them?
They were moved on. That's just what, they were moved
when
on.
When I used to go to my pa's farm and the cows needed to be moved, Will and I were just doing a great bit of like, oh, we're both little, like, partly farmer boys.
Yep.
Yep. And I would just do it. And pa would
and
do
they,
it.
And they respond to that.
Would they just, they'd just move on? Yep. Yep. Honestly, I'll take you to a farm.
I am such a city
girl. You could
do it.
No, you could. It's actually when they actually and they move on.
Yeah,
you feel good.
Okay,
but a cow moving on isn't much to see. It's just moving.
Moving on.
There's a pretty cool initiative going on at the moment between Dublin and New York City. It's called the Portal.
This is
getting
so
bad.
Funny.
This is why we can't have nice things.
But it's sort of taken a bit of a turn for the worse. What's happened?
I can't say what the thing that I've seen is. Surely, like, does it involve, like, some nudity? Does it involve
Didn't a bloke flash himself? Like, his privates?
I'll pay it.
Into the portal?
There's been multiple instances of flashing of different body parts of all sorts of genders.
Oh!
Privates into the portal was the name of my band in high school.
It's a good band name.
Thank you.
That's great.
What
genre?
If Geelong had a portal, where in the world would we take it?
Ooh, good question.
I really think somewhere like Eastern Europe, like
put that to
Bratislava. What?
Yeah, Estonia, like, you know, where it rains every day, or make like so someone can see something nice like Geelong and feel better about themselves.
Or put it in Barcelona, and then Jess can say hi.
Oh my god, that'd be cute.
You are going to Spain.
I'm also going to Croatia, so maybe we should put it in Croatia because there's a lot of Croatians, especially out in Belfast.
Actually, that's a great
part.
I like it. All right, we'll call Dubrovnik after the show.
Yep.
We'll get it organized.
Excellent. Good.
Geelong to Croatia, the whole country, or.
Yeah, just the whole thing.
Yeah.
Whole thing. Whole kit and caboodle.
Anyway, it didn't really work between New York City and Dublin, so it might not be the best idea. And a pair of skydivers have become the first to fly in wingsuits through which iconic landmark recently?
Through a landmark.
Straight up the guts.
Oh.
Up the guts.
No, just through it.
Okay. Eiffel Tower in the lead up to the Olympics?
No.
That's a risky fly through.
Landmark. You're on track with the word tower.
Tower.
London Tower?
Yes.
Hey.
Well, the Tower Bridge. Yes. River Thames. So they flew through the Tower Bridge, reaching a top speed of 246 kilometres an hour.
Oh, my God.
In the wingsuits.
Honestly, if you've ever been to London, it's the only way you're going to get around quickly. Like, if you can't get on the tube, get in the...
That is a good way to do it.
We've moved on from the cows, Will. Stop mooing.
I'm just having ideas going through my head. Maybe I should be a wingsuiter.
Okay, sure. Will,
get places pretty quick.
You know what? Do it. So things for
I get scared
off.
Going on a scooter for 20 kilometres an
so
hour.
So still trying to find out where these cows
where
have gone.
Cows
yep.
How do we set up this portal to Croatia in particular? And what is wrong with Will? Those are the three things trying to get sorted.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
that concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.